Welcome to the John Lothia News Daily Update podcast for August 23rd, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda is the focus of a Bloomberg story in which he warns us that the global markets are unstable. If we take this advice, we might want to pay attention to a story in the Wall Street Journal titled, "A Time-Honored Strategy Puts Your Retirement at Risk of Financial Ruin," with the subheadline, "The Tried and True 60-40 Portfolio and 4% Withdrawal Rate in Retirement Could Lead to Catastrophic Outcomes if Markets Behave Differently than in the Past." The traditional 60-40 portfolio strategy, 60% stocks and 40% bonds, and the 4% withdrawal rule for retirement may no longer be as reliable as once seemed, the Wall Street Journal says. Recent market behavior has shown that these approaches can lead to significant losses, particularly if stocks and bonds decline simultaneously as they did in 2022. While the 60-40 mix has been praised for balancing returns and risk, the reduced bond yields and potential economic uncertainties may limit its effectiveness. Additionally, the 4% withdrawal rule, which assumes steady market growth, could be overly optimistic, with some experts suggesting a safer withdrawal rate of just 2.26% to minimize the risk of running out of money in retirement. With factors like potential Social Security cuts and unpredictable economic conditions, retirees may need to reconsider these traditional strategies to ensure financial stability. If you are buying a home, the first haggling you need to do now is with your real estate agent. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, "The New Etiquette of Negotiating with Your Real Estate Agent," with the subheadline, "What Buyers Should Look Out For in Agent Agreements." Home buyers now face more complex negotiations with real estate agents due to changes following a settlement involving the National Association of Realtors, NAR, the Wall Street Journal says. Buyers are responsible for negotiating their agents' commissions, a shift from the past when sellers typically covered these fees. Buyers must often sign contracts with agents before viewing properties, making it essential to carefully review terms and consult a lawyer if unsure. Commissions should be clearly stated as a specific percentage or flat fee, reflecting the services provided. The standard has been around 2.5 to 3% of the home sale price, but negotiations can lead to lower rates or alternative fee structures. Buyers should be cautious of additional fees and can negotiate for credits from sellers to cover agents' fees. The new process is creating uncertainty with varying practices across regions and brokerages. Buyers and agents alike are adjusting to this wild west of real estate transactions, emphasizing the importance of due diligence, clear agreements, and possibly seeking legal advice. CNN reports that a diamond between the size of a baseball and a 12-inch softball has been discovered in Botswana, a 2,492-carat rough diamond, believed to be the second largest ever found, was recently unearthed in Botswana by the Canadian mining company Lucara Diamond Corp. This exceptional gem, discovered at the Corot mine, is the largest since the 3,106-carat Cullinan diamond was found in South Africa in 1905. The diamond was detected using Lucara's Advanced Mega Diamond Recovery, MDR, technology. The stone is set to be presented to Botswana's President Mokmesisi. Lucara, which has discovered 6 of the top 10 largest diamonds ever, previously found the Lesse de la Rona, a 1,109-carat diamond, at the same mine in 2015. Tradeweb recently published its 4th annual Corporate Sustainability Report, showcasing significant strides in its environmental, social, and governance ESG efforts. The report highlights increased diversity within its workforce, including representation in the executive committee and the boards of directors. Tradeweb has also achieved a 100% renewable energy coverage across its global operations, demonstrating a strong commitment to sustainability. Additionally, the company reported record annual global volumes of $292 billion in CBI-screened green bonds, reflecting its active role in green finance. Improvements in ESG rating scores further underscore the company's progress in its sustainability initiatives. Complementing these efforts, Tradeweb also released its 2nd annual standalone Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosure report, reinforcing its dedication to transparency and climate-related risk management. Here are excerpts from in front of FOW's paywall from some recent stories. Eurex celebrated the first anniversary of launching Monday weekly options based on the South Korean Kospi 200 index, highlighting its unique position as the sole exchange offering Kospi derivatives. Meanwhile, Cboe Global Markets set new records for its corporate bond index futures, with both trading volumes and open interest more than doubling in 2024. Additionally, Miami International Holdings secured a $100 million investment from Warburg Pincus to help fund initiatives, including the construction of a physical trading floor for MIAX Sapphire. On Tuesday, I mentioned the CBOT's old kilo gold contract and listed the size as 32.5 ounces. I missed a stroke of the keyboard. The contract was 32.15 troy ounces of gold. The math I did was right. At $2,500, the kilo contract would be worth just over $80,000, or $80,375. The $2,500 price of a 400-ounce bar is worth $1 million. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were STA 91st Annual Market Structure Conference, Shifting Landscape from Security Traders. Miami International Holdings secures investment for strategic growth from Warburg Pincus from MIAX, and new U.S. ETFs being launched at record pace in 2024 from Reuters. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our IDX coverage. FIA, Tech, and NASDAQ join forces to revolutionize post-trade landscape. In June, during FIA's IDX in London, Nick Salinger, president of FIA Tech, announced a transformative partnership with NASDAQ aimed at revolutionizing the global post-trade industry. The interview, now released by John Lothian News as part of the JLN Industry Leader Series, highlights the ambitious plans to enhance data transparency and efficiency in the clearing process, responding to the industry's evolving challenges in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a special message from John Lothian News. LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward Fundraiser. On September 25th, the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America is hosting the LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward event at the Chicago Board of Trade Building. This annual tradition, dating back to 1971, brings together professionals from LaSalle Street to support scouting in our community. The highlight of the evening will be a Pinewood Derby race. You'll have the opportunity to build your own car or lease one at the event. It's a fantastic way to tap into your competitive spirit while enjoying cocktails and delicious food with colleagues and friends. Your participation will directly benefit scouting programs that help develop leadership skills and character in our youth. There are various sponsorship levels available to suit your preferences. The event will be held at Ceres with plans to move outdoors if weather permits. It's a perfect opportunity to network, have fun, and make a difference. You can register at www.tinyurl.com/LaSalle4Scouts. Here's a story from Business Insider, the headline. Bill Gates' farmland produces McDonald's fries, and four other fascinating facts from a new book on the ex-Microsoft CEO. Microsoft founder Bill Gates is, of course, one of the most influential business leaders of our time, and now a new book offers some behind-the-scenes insights into his reign at Microsoft, the Justice Department's landmark antitrust case against the company, Gates' divorce from Melinda French Gates, his longtime friendship with Warren Buffett, his philanthropy through the Gates Foundation, and more. In it are also some fascinating nuggets, like Gates' farmland supplying the potatoes for McDonald's fries. My comment, who knew Bill Gates would go from Microsoft to MicroSpuds? If his potatoes are anything like his software, McDonald's fries are about to get a serious upgrade. Here's a story referenced earlier from the Financial Times. The headline, Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda warns global markets are unstable. Parliament told there will be no change to central bank's basic stance on monetary easing. The Bank of Japan governor warned on Friday that global markets remained unstable as he reaffirmed his commitment to raising interest rates should the country's inflation and economic growth remain on track. Kazuo Ueda's remarks came after nearly 6 weeks of extreme market volatility, during which the yen weakened to a historic low of 161 yen to a dollar before sharply reversing course and surging more than 10%. The Japanese stock market climbed to an all-time high before enduring its biggest ever one-month crash. My comment. The trader in me says, sounds like Mr. Ueda is short volatility. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Haggis anyone? The quest to make Scottish food hip. The country's cuisine, sometimes a hard sell, is treated like a delicacy hundreds of miles away. Neeps, tatties. A few years ago, Scottish soccer fans serenaded their host at a game in Italy with a sinister threat. Deep fry your pizzas. We're gonna deep fry your pizzas, they sang to the tune of Guantanamera, the Cuban folk song. They weren't entirely kidding. Some Scots like nothing better than a pizza or a haggis battered and fried and served with fat, greasy fries after a few beers on a Saturday night. It can make Scottish cuisine a hard sell compared with French or Italian. The stodgier fare might rival what's found at state fairs in America when it comes to clogging arteries. My comment, wait. When was haggis not hip? Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top clicked item Thursday was the page for STA's 91st Annual Market Structure Conference, Shifting the Landscape, from the Securities Traders Association. Second was Miami International Holdings secures investment for strategic growth from Warburg Pincus from MIAX. And third was That's Why We Did That, The Business of This Business, a LinkedIn post from MetroTrade. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, CME S&P explore sale of post-trade joint venture Ostra. Ostra may be valued at as much as $4 billion in any deal. Unit provides post-trade services for Forex derivatives. CME Group, Inc. and S&P Global, Inc. are weighing a sale of a joint venture offering post-trade services in the foreign exchange and derivatives markets, according to people familiar with the matter. The companies are working with financial advisors to seek buyers for the JV called Ostra, said the people, who asked to not be identified because the matter isn't public. The unit may be valued at $2 billion to $4 billion, including debt, depending on how a deal is structured, they said. Deliberations are ongoing, and there's no certainty that they'll lead to a transaction, the people said. Representatives for S&P and CME declined to comment. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg, the headline. LME trading floor faces fresh blow as Société Générale exits. Société Générale will remain a clearing member of the exchange. Volumes on the trading floor slumped after pandemic closure. Société Générale SA will withdraw from the London Metal Exchange's open outcry trading floor in a move that will raise fresh questions about the future of the iconic ring. The bank's UK unit will continue to serve clients as a clearing member of the exchange, but will pull out of the trading floor from August 27th, the LME said in a notice to members. That will leave just 7 members remaining on the floor following earlier resignations by dealers, including Triland and EDF Man in recent years. Here's a story from Bloomberg, the headline. Hong Kong crypto exchanges face challenges to get full licenses. Regulators' on-site inspections found unsatisfactory practices. Citi hopes Web3 will help revive global financial hub status. Hong Kong's push for a digital asset hub faces growing pains amid uncertainty over whether 11 crypto exchanges will all achieve full licenses after earlier receiving initial approvals. The city's Securities and Futures Commission found unsatisfactory practices at some of the, quote, deemed to be licensed, unquote, platforms during the on-site inspections carried out since they won the designation in June, people familiar with the situation said, asking not to be identified because the information is private. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.